This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in hour number two. I need to get some effects for that one. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, the only holster I run because of one reason. It is indestructible. It holds the weapon well. It holds it out of sight. I have the tactical goodness for my concealed carry daily consideration. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. He held for a very long time. Stuart, Pennsylvania, thank you very much for holding as long as you did, sir. What can I do for you?
Yeah, Bill, I'd like to thank you first that you're doing what you can to make sure that people understand that it's really all about control.
Yes.
I very much like it when you say that. Now, being that you're a veteran and I'm also a veteran, something I was looking on your webpage to see if it was there. I didn't see anything, and maybe you missed it yourself because it's hard for us to keep our eyes. That's why your listeners are an important part for us to keep our eyes open about what's going on. I don't know if you're aware that on November 10th, the U.S. Senate passed a bill that would require all veterans to take vaccines, and if they don't, they would be cut off from the VA hospital or the VA clinics. I don't know if you're aware of that. It's going on to the Congress now. We got to get the word out, and I appreciate if you could beat the drum every single day for the veterans to get them to call their congressman. We got to storm the gates on this one, man.
This came out of the Senate. This came out of the Senate.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's Bill 12 Bulgari. Just Google it; you'll find it. But I'm not hearing many people anywhere talk about it because this is important. Because you know, the next step is if you don't go along, if they do pass it, if the Congress passes it, and we don't go along with it, then they'll put our name on one of those lists, like what you're just talking about.
Will we be considered mentally deficient for not wanting to go along with their totalitarian program?
Yeah, some kind of radicalness or something.
Yeah.
And then they'll further, you know, they'll say, well, you can't, you know, you're crazy, and then you won't be allowed to have a gun, and they'll start taking them away. I mean, that's how I see it. This incrementalism, people still don't get it. This incrementalism, they just keep putting it together and together. That step D, E, or F is when they are, R, S, or T is when they start activating it for the really bad stuff, see?
Right.
They don't connect the dots, so anyway.
Here in my state, my state is held and controlled by quote-unquote Republicans, right? And a year and a half ago, the feds came to them and said, we would like to have your records on mental health, right? And they wanted to have those applied to the NCIS. And in exchange for doing this, they offered my state $1 million. Now, to me and you, $1 million, we're like sitting back saying, I never have to work another day in my life. But in government parlance, $1 million doesn't park your car. But they took it. And when I called the state attorney general who had, he had blessed off on it and asked him about it, they told me then, they said, well, you know, you have to be adjudicated mentally ill in order for this to even kick in and you be put in the NCIS. I said, however, You're not in control of the NCIS. You're in control of the South Carolina mental health records. And when you send them forward to the feds, now they can look at these. They can lower the bar by which it determines where they decide to cut off your, give you a gun ownership disability. They can cut it off if you've been taking Zoloft at this particular point because you have just sent them all of the information. And I got silence. Because they realized that they had done something really stupid. And that's the problem with these programs like you're describing, is because somebody sets them up and they put out something innocuous. This is just to make sure that the veterans get the very best health care out there. How many of them die due to influenza every year? The more elderly ones. We got to make sure that all of these people are well taken care of, because after all, they've given it all. And at the same time, there's a program in place right now to where if some older veteran that's out there that has been deemed disabled and fully under the control of the VA and gets a check from the VA, if he decides to go out there and stand in line and buy lotto tickets and Slim Jims, he's deemed mentally incompetent. He gets a fiduciary and he gets put for and I don't even know how that ties into being put on the NCIS. But that's what happens. 187,000 of those have happened that way. So, yeah, we're quite the petri dish, aren't we, Stuart?
I was good to hear that the sheriff in Idaho stood up for the veteran.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Because see, the most of the public don't understand the tie to the Second Amendment for the veterans. I mean, and you're beating the drum on that, but most people don't get that. They don't understand. And anyway, I appreciate it if you could beat the drum every day on this until we get this. We got to fight the Congress.
Well, I'm gonna look it up, and I will probably lead with that next week. But I'm also going to start calling everybody I know in the House. First of all, this is something that it requires money to be spent, and all of that's supposed to originate in the House. So right there, this Senate bill should be dead on arrival. And
how they pass all these things is in regards to reasonableness, right? Well, it's reasonable that you want to be healthy, so and it's reasonable to take vaccines to be healthy. It's all a crock of crap. So anyway, I mean, really. So
let me ask you a question, Stuart. When did you serve, and what year, starting, ending? When did you serve?
I served in peacetime, 78 to 82. I was in the Navy. I was the radar tech.
So you were a cold warrior like I was.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You were in it when it was really hot during the Cold War. It was hot during the Cold War. How do you like that? The thing about. This, to me, is that these folks don't understand that we take this personally when they betray us. We take it really personally. And I'm beginning to feel more and more like my little bit of time and my little contribution to the national defense enabled some of this. And that really angers me.
What gets me is these two that just got caught, one of them here in Philadelphia, the executives in the VA administration, and then you learn how much they're making a year, $140,000, $170,000.
Yep.
And then they go and they try to squander, they try to get a position where they can do less but keep the same pay. I mean, who's watching the chicken coop on this one, man? I'm telling you. I mean, we'll get to storm the gates. I mean, all the VA, it really angers me big time.
And, me too.
So anyway, they're going to try to label us, Bill. They're going to try to label all of us if we say no to their mandate, unless we can block this. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Just that.
I appreciate you calling my attention to that. I'm going to look that up. I'm going to find out. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Stay safe. And if you're still listening, happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas. Everybody out there should take the time this year to tell everybody that, including the PC people, if only to make them recoil like you've shined the light on them. Now, coming up next when we get back, that's very important what he was talking about. The VA is a benefit. It's not in charge of my life. I'm not a member. I'm not involved in that yet. I keep leaning to it. Some of my friends keep telling me, Bill, just go ahead and do it. And I haven't done it, but we'll see. They keep saying that computer simulations show us that climate change is definitely happening. I've got a computer simulation for them when we get back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. $50 million on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. When I go out today, I will be wearing G-Code. I will be wearing G-Code because Well, because it works. There's two things about concealed carry. One, it has to be concealed. I know that. The other part of it is it has to work. It has to work as far as being both concealable and at the same time accessible. That's the thing about concealed carry. Now, G-Code makes two kinds of holsters that I consider to be concealed carry worthy. The OSH paddle holster, which is very tight in on the paddle, and is once you, I mean, it's not going to come off of you while you run. It's not going to let go of the gun. It has nothing internally to keep it there except for a tension screw. You adjust the tension. And then the Incog, which was the Travis Haley collaboration. Check both of those out. They're worth your time at tacticalholsters.com. The Purdue Homeland Security Institute is using simulation technology to come up with the best possible way to handle active shooter situations. One of the guys there, Adam Kirby, PhD, watched the attacks in Paris unfold on television. And when he was doing it, because this is what he, you know, this is what he's been looking at for years, he couldn't think about all of that research that he's done over the past amount of time. Kirby said response time is the key. And as I was watching it, and longer they waited, my heart just kept sinking and sinking, knowing that more and more people were probably dying as I was sitting there watching my TV. It was very hard to watch. What he's referring to is when you see a bunch of armed responders mustering up outside, looking around corners trying to figure out what they're going to do next. People are dying while that's happening. And when somebody shoots at them and they run away, that just prolongs the amount of time that these guys on the inside have with their victims. His PhD dissertation at Purdue University is on mass shootings, and when police took 140 minutes to respond to the concert hall shooting on Friday, the active shooter simulation he has been working on over the years was running through his mind. 140 minutes. My research has shown that in a typical shooting situation, one person is shot roughly every 20 seconds, and in 140 minutes, that leaves a lot of room for a lot of people to get shot. The simulation technology allows him to adjust police response time, concealed carry probability, and whether or not security guards are present during a shooting. He said all of these variables are something every venue should consider. We want you to use our model to determine what solution is best for you. He said overall the simulations concluded if more innocent people were armed, less casualties would occur. Same goes with more security guards and faster police response times. Kirby plans to use the simulation program to recreate the Paris attacks once all the variables are confirmed. Once this is settled down, we can actually look at the numbers and learn from what happened. The thing where if there were armed citizens in that theater, for example, where they were having the music venue, not only would the shooters have been trying to keep the cops out, they would have been, you know, at the same time the civilians that are in the theater are shooting at them too. So they have a 360-degree hostile surrounding, you know. And that part cannot be easily overlooked. That would be very valuable in one of these situations. The Institute helps police departments, schools, and even their own university create response plans for active shooter situations. After the shooting nearly 2 years ago on Purdue's campus, the Institute suggested every classroom should have a lock on the inside of the door. Since then, every Purdue classroom has installed one. I'm not a big fan of the lockout. I'm not a big fan of the lockout because barriers, no matter how thick they are, if you have enough ammunition and enough time, you can overcome that. You can overcome that. Now, it may be resistant. It's, you know, there's a difference between being resistant and proof. Okay? Body armor, like the excellent Level 3A vest from Fortress Survival. That's not designed to make you invulnerable, but it is designed to give you a second chance. Once that second chance occurs, you're not supposed to be standing there going, see, I'm still standing here. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be moving and getting a good bead on this guy and putting him down, shooting at him, not the other way around. This We're going to have to be proactive. These things require proactive citizens, not cops. There's not enough cops to, out there to do it. That's the problem. In day-to-day life, there's not enough cops out there to do it. They don't have the money. They don't have the personnel. And 99% of the time, you don't have the need to have them all there at one spot. But since now we've got academia, we've got part of academia coming out and saying that, hey, you know what? We need this little sort of buffet of things to happen for things to be really good. Armed security guards, you can have. You can have armed security guards. Lots of places have them. Lots of places should have them. If you're wanting to be a gun-free zone, I wanted to go to a restaurant Saturday. I was looking for a restaurant, and I found this place. And the only reason I wanted to go in this place was because it just looked cool. Didn't know anything about the food. And as we're going up to the door, they've got the gun-free zone sign on the door. And we turned around and didn't go. We went to a place where they didn't have the sign. This place, one of the reasons it looks so cool is they have a big open-air dining venue. Also, read that to be target-rich environment venue. Thought about calling them. I looked at their menu. I probably never eat there anyway. So it actually was a sign that I didn't need to go in there anyway because I wouldn't have liked their food. But there's no security guards there. Nothing. So here we have academia saying that we need a combination of things, which they've said this about schools, too. The very best possibility you could have in schools would be to have armed teachers and resource officers in place. If your true goal is to minimize loss of life, that means you have to allow certain people that volunteer, that go get the training, like at the FASTER program, to carry guns, and you have to have some cops in place, too. Just in case, if you really, truly want to minimize loss of life. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Whether it is the DC-3 line, which was the first collaboration with Travis Haley, or the Scorpion line, which was a redefinition of what Kydex could be, or now the collision of tactical nylon with Kydex, which they call the Contact series, G-Code continues to lead the way in innovation of how to put a product together, how to make a product, how to engineer a product, how to innovate. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In a response to what has happened in Paris, the European Union met last Friday, and they've just decided to double down on what they've already got. No new steps. Some are a little tighter. They're going to step up checks on its citizens traveling abroad, tighten gun control, and collect more data on airline passengers. They've also put in new controls of Bitcoin, cash, and other ways of moving money around Europe outside monitored banking systems. And they believe this is going to work. Now, Belgium, of course, the Belgians, they have shut down Brussels, pretty much. And they've had to go full on military in their attempts to keep an attack from happening there. And the only thing missing from all of this, and this would really have a whole lot to do with keeping this from going on, or at least stopping it when it began, because even with all of the troops they've got on the ground in Brussels, they can't stop everything as it might happen. They've closed down a whole bunch of venues. They've closed down the subway. They basically closed it down. Everybody's encouraged to not go anywhere. Eventually, the city will grind to a stop.
these places like venues, you know, like music halls and the subway, all these things were put in place to operate. They weren't put in place to not run. So the one thing they could do that they're not doing and they're not going to do is trust their citizens. This is what it all boils down to, folks. They get out there and they don't trust their citizenry. Everybody want to take guns from us. They don't trust us. They certainly, the ones of us that already own them, they demonize and vilify us. The ones who think about buying them, they don't trust them, and they want to take them out of the marketplace and confiscate all of them so that can be done away with, so that they can move on and continue their progressive agenda and actually execute what they've got going on here. Now, in Europe, the citizenry of Europe has no choice. They, like the citizens of D.C., have chosen to live in a form of tyranny. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve told a news conference, "We need to act firmly, we need to act swiftly and with force." Now, France, I have to say, France has gotten out there and they are doing a lot of things that I wish we would do here. We need, I would love to see the FBI HRT start raiding every Muslim of America compound. As a matter of fact, if they want volunteers to help them raid them, I will throw my hand up. I would like to see each and every, because that is essentially what they're doing over there. They're going where they know people are. They're going where they know things are happening. They're not out there saying, well, you know, they get to hide behind this or they get to hide behind that. They get to hide behind the First Amendment or the, you know, this, that, the other. They look at them and say, this is a threat to the very thing they're hiding behind. Therefore, we're going to go yank them out from behind it and let them have to deal with it. We know that some of the Paris attackers were on counterterrorism watch lists. They still managed to reach Europe among crowds of refugees with fake passports in some cases. All travelers, including EU citizens, going to or from the 26-nation open border Schengen zone are now finally going to be checked systematically against police databases. Right now, most EU citizens are merely subject to a visual check of their documents. And France has gotten out there and said, well, we can't do this anymore, so the other 25 of them have also agreed to revise the Schengen border code in order, in due course, to make such systematic checks compulsory and also introduce biometric data checks for those crossing the borders. So this means now everybody will get chipped, I guess, in Europe. I mean, it just... all because of liberal policy. Do you understand that? What's happening there, not just because they're anti-gun. Not just because they're anti-gun. They have... Europe is a monstrous welfare entity. And the problem in Europe today, the very big problem in Europe today, is that the baby boomers didn't create as many babies. So there's very few indigenous people left to pay into the welfare system. So they have to import some. So who is the biggest procreating group out there, the biggest mass of people? It is Muslims. They can have multiple wives who can have multiple children, and they can all get good jobs and pay into the welfare state. And then one day we wake up and France is no longer France. It is the French quarter of the Caliphate, the French zone of the Caliphate, where there's still a few hangers-on there that might be considered part of the old country. Same with Britain. Same with Sweden. Same with Belgium. It just goes on. Germany, oh gosh, Germany is going down. They are, you know, I fully get the whole we don't ever want to repeat the Nazi thing. I get that. They have so overcompensated from that that they have now given up the country. They've given up the country. And I got a little comment the other day on YouTube about saying that we should be watching this with a bit of alarm, because they said Europe was rotten and everything. Okay. That's what you want to believe. I lived there for 3 years. I loved it. Now, I lived there for 3 years 30 years ago. So that part of it, there's parts of it I'm sure that have changed. But, you know, all we have to do is watch Europe, look at Obama, and that's what he wants. So while they're out there tightening it up, and I mean, we can sit here and look at all this stuff and say, well, here's the thing. They're just doing more of what they do, and that's true. France is not a gun-friendly place. Some of the cops that got killed during the Charlie Hebdo attack were unarmed. And I got to say, they were brave, but they were foolish. There's no way I'm running up on an AK-47 without a weapon. If he's coming around the corner and leading with the muzzle of his weapon, I might grab that. And then I'm in for a fight. I'm going to be fighting for my life, because if he ever gets that gun free of my grasp, he's going to put four or five in me. And that's going to sting. So there's no way I run up on that and try to engage that empty-handed. I might do something to try to get it away from him. Preferably, the way I would get it away from him would be to put two 9mm slugs in their head. That will cause their grip to relax a bit. And then I can take it from them. And then I can start dealing with their little buddies, their little pals, their little freedom fighters. I look at all of this, and this is going to happen again in Europe. And it's going to happen here. It's going to happen here. For those of you who think you can gun control your way out of this, that's off the table. There's no way to do that. It's already happening where they have no guns. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My name is Bill Vonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com to...
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Bait in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. I've been running these things for 4 years. I would sit here and simply say, you know, I got no complaints, except that's not quite as far as it goes. I mean, if you need retention, they have retention holsters. If you need holsters that are designed for concealed carry, they have this. They are modularity personified. There's so many different combinations and ways you can hook these things up that I don't even know how to begin to tell you. The only way to find this out for yourself is to figure out what you'd like to see, and they go hunting for it at TacticalHolsters.com, because I'll bet you it's probably there. Now, coming from the desk of my friend Rob Morse, over at Slow Facts blog and Polite Society podcast, he asked this question. When the next terrorist attack strikes, he'd rather be in Texas. If it's going to strike somewhere, he'd rather it be, if he's around it when it happens, he'd like for it to be in Texas or South Dakota or Indiana or Alabama. He found an article about the strength of the French and British police force. And France can put 278,000 armed police on the street in 1 hour. That sounds like a lot until you realize that France has a population of 66 million. That is one armed policeman per 200 people. The numbers in Britain are one armed policeman per 1,000 people. Here in the United States, where we have 920,000 sworn police officers that can carry, that's about one cop for every 19,000 people. not a bunch of them sprinkled throughout that. He looked at some of the largest states in the United States and combined them to a population of 71 million to mimic the French and British populations, okay, to get a number close to their populations, which he did a pretty good job. What surprised him there is that they had 3.2 million citizens licensed to carry a concealed firearm in those states. Out of 71 million, he found 3.2 million licenses.
That means that these large states had about one armed person in 20. And we enjoy this right now on the street here in the United States as we speak. These armed citizens are in addition to law enforcement. That means a terrorist is 50 times more likely to meet an armed victim in the United States than in England. There is one exception, and that is questionable at best. If the terrorist attacks a gun-free zone, that would be the exception. So this raises a few questions for us as Americans. Or actually, it answers a few questions. One, we are better suited to deal with this. But then the question has to be begged, why do we continue to provide terrorists with a gun-free zone? Anywhere. Like the restaurant I was going to. I'm surrounded, you know, downtown where I was at the other day, walking around, that was the only gun-free zone that I ran into. So does that mean that I'm supposed to park my gun at the door? Should I go to them and say, I'd really like to eat here. Who's keeping my gun for me while I'm in here? Do I need to do that? And if they tell me, well, you just don't need to have a gun when you get here, then I'm probably going to cuss them out. Because that's not for them to decide. I'm not going to walk around all kinds of unarmed and defenseless just so I can go eat at the Roost in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. Sorry, Roost. I'm going to be calling you today. I decided that. If there were an attack on U.S. soil, why on earth would we disarm and become like Europe? Do the gun grabbers get that? Are they that disconnected? Is somebody not asking that question? Here's another thing about the difference between me and you. Me and you and the police and the military. You and I as armed citizens have a vast superiority over all of these people for one reason, and that's because of our rules of engagement. As civilians, all we have to determine is, are they going to do some sort of imminent harm? Is there a threat of imminent death? Is there a disparity of force? And once we make these determinations, we can go full on rock and roll and be within the law. Be within the law. Police officers have to have probable cause. They have to be out there. They have to Mirandize them. They have so many things they've got to do. The military, they've got all kinds of... Their rules of engagement are so stupid, you would think that David Spade put them together. I mean, they're really sort of stupid. It's an unfortunate coincidence because the term also covers something that matters to every one of our troops on the front lines and many who support them. Now, rules of engagement are defined as directives issued by competent military authority that delineate the circumstances and limitations under which United States forces will initiate and or continue combat engagement with other forces encountered. To put that into plain English, it means that the rule of engagement determines when and how our troops can actually start killing bad guys and wrecking them, wrecking their stuff. Permissive or loose rules of engagement is basically trusting the troops. They get to decide, they get the latitude and how to react to potentially hostile act during peacetime or with enemy forces during time of war. Very restrictive or tight rules of engagement tend to leave the troops with fewer options in these situations. And I'll give you an example. Back during the 80s, after we bombed Libya, there was an incident out over the Mediterranean where two Libyan MiGs started coming at two of our F-14 Tomcats, I believe it was. And the F-14s were restricted until their weapons were released by their carrier. They had to have, and these guys were juking in and out to try to get them off of their tail, and the MiGs were mirroring them. And at about 30 miles, I think they gave them weapons release. And as soon as they gave them weapons release, they splashed both the MiGs. And that was 30 miles in a jet is, that's close. That's really close for a jet fire, a dog fight nowadays. These guys can shoot each other and never see each other. But they got so close that they did see one missile impact. But they had to wait on the weapons release because of the rules of engagement. You and I don't have that. This is one of the reasons I see a lot of people get out there and say, well, Bill, should I go train with this guy? He was military. Should I go train with this guy? He was law enforcement. The problem with training in the military is that military training is mired in dogma. You have to. You've got a standard by which you've got to shoot. You have X amount of targets you've got to shoot in order to qualify. They're going to teach you one way to shoot. They're not going to let you get out there and do another way to shoot unless you just get out there and just wow them so much. If you're putting every round where the right eyeball would be, they might let you go then. But they've got to make that determination first, and they may not ever let you get to that point. They may try to break you and run you out of the military for not being able to comply. So the training with civilians, competent civilians, not with VODA consulting in North Carolina, but with competent civilians, means that not only do you have less of a ruling, you don't have the rules of engagement to consider, you also have a better skill set because it's freer to develop. Right now, as we are fighting ISIS, because of the rules of engagement they have to deal with, 75% of the sorties that were flying against them result in bombs not being dropped. This is because... this is because we don't want to have any collateral damage. Can't have that. There's no such thing as a clean war. We won't be back till Monday. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Stay safe. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Yeah. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without weaving, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lesig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.